Hello, I'm Veronica Scarsbrick. Why not join Monsignor Philip Whitmore as he brings us a musical meditation by the title of Hear Thy Children.
Have you ever suffered from a thing called writer's block? You've got a deadline for something you're meant to be writing. You sit at your desk and nothing comes. You stare at a blank piece of paper or an empty computer screen and you wonder how you're ever going to get started. It happens to composers too, and it often happened to that great English composer Sir Edward Elgar, especially towards the end of his life. When he was quite an old man, in 1931, someone made a really good suggestion. Why don't you compose something using odd bits of music you wrote when you were young? Ideas you never really developed at the time. Elgar gave it a try, and the result was his nursery suite, dedicated to two young princesses, Elizabeth and Margaret, and their mother. Elgar jotted down a few notes about each movement in the suite. The first one, he said, should call up memories of happy and peaceful awakenings. The music flows in a serene way. A fragment of a hymn tune is introduced, a hymn written for little children when the composer was a youth. Elgar was about 21 when he wrote this hymn tune back in 1878. He probably wrote it for St. George's Catholic Church in Worcester, where his father was organist at the time, and where he himself became organist 7 years later. It was during this part of his life that he wrote some lovely small-scale church music that can easily be sung by parish choirs today. Some of you may know his fine setting of the Ave Verum Corpus, written in 1887. But to go back to that hymn tune which the old man recalled from his youth, you remember he said he'd written it for children. And true enough, the words are an evening hymn written for children by Francis Stanfield. Hear thy children, gentle Jesus, while we breathe our evening prayer. Save us from all harm and danger. Take us neath thy sheltering care. Don't believe anyone who tells you children don't like singing quality music. But it's true that it takes a special gift to write well for children. Elgar certainly had it. Even as an old man, the idea of composing a children's piece using fragments he'd jotted down over 50 years earlier, gave him a new inspiration. The first movement of the nursery suite is about waking up in the morning. The hymn tune comes in quietly at first, then towards the end it's repeated more loudly, and it dies away to a peaceful close. The day has begun.
And warm thanks there go to Monsignor Philip Whitmore, a music historian who's currently working as an official at the Vatican's Secretariat of State. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.